right. Well, we chit chat every day at this time. Well, every day being Friday. I don't want to encourage you to think that we're doing this every day. But with Cheryl,
I thought you liked me.
You well, come on in, Cheryl. You can help host it. I know that you're really busy. And see, I've asked you to be my handler, and you said no. And then I knew if I asked you to come in every day, you'd say no. So why have a broken heart?
No, I kind of like coming and visiting you on the radio. Keeping track of my schedule, my kids' schedules, and then adding yours on top of it is a little much.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'll tell you what. And we're over here on Facebook. Let's see here. I better keep an eye on people. If they want to write in, they're certainly welcome to and ask you questions. But what we do every day, every Friday at this time, we talk a little bit about... Well, what's going on with the chamber? And then you also talk a little bit about things like this, balancing time.
Balancing time. Time poverty is when you have too many things to do and not enough time to do it.
All the time with me, yes.
Yeah, so you're in time poverty all the time is what you're telling me.
I am. I am so much in time jail.
When we fall into time traps, we are less happy, less productive, and more stressed out. Do you find that true?
Yes, I do. I do, yes.
So let's talk about
scrambling around, yes.
Let's talk about some of the time traps. The first one shouldn't surprise anybody. It's constant connection to technology.
Yeah. Every day, something new, right?
Well, are you the one type who gets up in the morning and the first thing you do is pick up your phone and start scrolling through what was going on in the feeds and social media at night?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that takes, what, 30 minutes, an hour?
Well, I combine it with other things like while I'm sitting in the bathtub, I'm actually planning a lot of my day.
Too much information. I don't know.
What
is that too much information or what? we're constantly connected. We do a lot of our work through our emails, come through our phone. There's so much stuff that we do not disconnect from technology. And that is a huge time consumption.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so like even if you're saying somebody sends you a text message, I'm going to take a couple seconds and respond to this. That couple seconds turns into a 15-minute text conversation back and forth. Uh-huh. And then you do a quick response to email. And all of these little technology things are taking us away from our other bigger productive projects. Right?
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah.
Okay.
So you have suggestions.
I do. The next one is obsession with work and making money. And so what the idea behind this one is that you're thinking, okay, I'm going to work really hard and work really long hours now while I'm young and save for retirement.
Yeah, that never happened.
Then I will and take time off.
Yeah, right.
Right?
Yeah,
you're laughing. Yeah, Why are you laughing?
Because I'm going to be 110 years old by the time I pay off all my bills.
Okay,
so, you know.
Yeah. It just what happens is you get in this mindset where you get so addicted to the long hours and making money that you're really never going to allow yourself that relaxation time.
Yep, you're right.
We undervalue our time. And this one is big because by undervaluing our time, we don't think that our time is as valuable as it should be. So, for example, are you ready for this one?
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. You know, I grew
Speaking
up...
Speaking of technology, something just beeped.
I know, okay. Somebody just beeped. I grew up in, the fourth largest city in Canada. So,
okay.
Big mega metropolis.
Okay.
And I, surprisingly for a woman, am not a shopper.
Really?
I hate shopping.
Okay.
All right. But it's because my mother was a shopper, and every Sunday she would pull out the newspaper. She'd go through all the flyers and the ads.
And you'd plan the day.
And she would make her list.
All right.
Now, keep in mind, huge city, over a million people, right?
Right.
And she would, in her mind, justify on her list shopping, and her shopping day would be a full day event, Paul.
Oh, dear.
She would leave
early
in the morning and want to get back till after dinner at night, right?
No, thank you.
Yeah, exactly. No, thank you. I hated it. And I could not get my head wrapped around how she could justify driving halfway or all the way across the city to a store for a deal.
Uh-huh.
Of course, and then every time she went into a store, she'd always come out with more stuff than she was on her list.
Correct. That's the idea.
Right? Yeah. And to me, it's just... It wasn't worth the time in gas and the time spent in all of that traveling to save a couple dollars.
So one store, get what you need, and then leave.
Well, sometimes it's more beneficial. Another thing that we do when we undervalue our time is if you're really crunched for time and it's, you know, spring and summer, mm-hmm. I can guarantee you there are teenagers in their neighborhood that would gladly mow your lawn and give you some time.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
So there's ways to mix it up.
Status symbol.
Status symbol. Busyness as a status symbol. We all say we're all busy. That is not something to say how important you are. busyness. We're all busy. You can't say, right. Hey, I'm busy. And we use that as a status symbol. We use work as a lot of people have their identity tied up to their jobs.
All right, two more. Aversion to idleness. What does that mean?
Pretty much this, exactly what it sounds like is that we don't like sitting still. We have a hard time relaxing, taking that downtime to stop and ponder and contemplate and think and be creative and innovative.
Right.
And then, of course, overcommitment.
Yeah, got to be careful there.
You got to be very careful. So there's a whole lot more information about this and other tips on how to balance it on the blog at visitjeromeidaho.com.
Because you are so good at doing that kind of stuff. All right, business of the week. It's deliciousness.
It is deliciousness. Speaking of time savers, it's Schwann's Home Delivery.
There you go. Give them a call.
Yeah, they've got fantastic stuff. And they wanted me to mention that they have some jobs available in the area. They're looking for drivers.
Okay.
So you can definitely check out their website for their delicious, high-quality food, as well as if you're looking for a job.
Now, Thursday, February 4th, what's happening?
Oh, the Idaho Food Bank Mobile Pantry is going to be at Martha and Mary's Food Pantry here in Jerome.
Behind the Catholic Church, by the way.
Yeah, from 11 a.m. to 12:30, you must bring your food card for identification.
Okay. All right. And then Valentine's Day.
Valentine's Day. I had a visit with the Caddyshack restaurant yesterday, yeah. And they're going to have their special Valentine's menu. It's from 5:30 to 8 p.m. on Sunday, Valentine's Day, February 14th. Reservations are required. You need to call the Caddyshack at 208-324-5081.
All right. One more, March 25th.
Yeah, I am doing my second round of Ignite the Leader in You. This time it's going to be all virtual, and you need to register by March 4th. You can find out all that information on the visitjeromeidaho.com website. Click on the calendar of events.
All right. How do we get a hold of you, Cheryl?
208-324-2711.
All right, Cheryl. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Like-